Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
You know, I've been married next week 30 years, and in 30 years, I've become a very good dishwasher. I wash my dishes by hand, no dishwasher for me, and I think I can get my dishes far cleaner than any of those mechanical dishwashing boxes. In fact, to date, my family has had no infectious diseases, at least of a GI nature that I'm aware of, and I'm particularly careful when I clean dishes and boards that have had raw poultry on them. I also am pretty much of an animal about trying to save water, in that I do live here in California. But now comes word that I may be protecting my children from allergies by not using the dishwasher. Now, my wife doesn't believe me because she's a hardcore dishwasher user. But you found an article at one of these electronic journals. It comes from the journal Pediatrics, published in 2015. It is in volume 135, but it's an E edition. It starts on whatever E is, if that's a page 590. And it asks the question, can the way we wash dishes affect the development of allergies in children? What did they find, Mark?
Well, there's this hygiene hypothesis that where you, and there have been a lot of ecological studies looking at this, and I remember was when they went to, went from wood floors to carpeting in the former East Germany. They had a sudden spike in allergic conditions, and, you know, there's the idea that by being exposed to small amounts of microbes as a kid, you can, you know, your immune system gets used to it and doesn't overreact at every little antigen thrown at it. So maybe those kids have less atopic disease. This was a Swedish study, and the researchers sent questionnaires to parents of over 1,000 kids who were all 7 or 8 years old, and they asked them if the kids had allergies. They asked them about their history of allergies and eczema, and also about their eating habits and cleaning habits. To test for dietary microbes, the researchers, or exposure to these microbes, the researchers asked parents about how they wash their dishes, whether they use the dishwasher or by hand, their use of farm-purchased milk, eggs, or unpasteurized milk, whether their diet included fermented foods like sauerkraut or home-cooked foods, and the duration of breastfeeding. Most of the kids were in daycare, about a third had a pet. Only about 6% had a smoker in the house. And after they analyzed all of these different factors to see what predictor or what was independently associated with allergic disease, hand dishwashing was associated with the greatest reduction in the risk of allergic disease development. The odds ratio was 0.57, so a 43% relative reduction in the risk of developing allergies in the kids. And the risk was, it was a dose response pattern. If the kids were also served fermented foods, and if the family bought food directly from farms. So go locavore, feed your family sauerkraut, and hand wash your dishes, and your kids will never have allergies. And of course, I was raised in a home by German immigrants who were, you know, very clean and alles muss sauber sein, and dishwashers, and of course, I have allergies and asthma.
Well, my theory is that the Swedes, they're all working on their furniture that they bought at IKEA that they're trying to put together. They can't get the things together, and they just don't have any opportunity to be exposed to allergens because they're with those Allen wrenches all the time.
Yes, and you know, one thing you could do if you really like your dishwasher is, you know, just wash the kids' dishes. You know, if you believe this, if you buy this, you don't have to wash everybody's dishes by hand, but you could, you know, take the kids' dishes and just wash those separately. So that's one thing that the authors kind of, you know, suggest might be an option. And, it's interesting. You know, I think this is, this is observational evidence that, you know, nobody's randomized families to dishwasher versus no dishwasher. We certainly like our fancy Miele German dishwasher that we just got, which, you know, is amazingly quiet and amazingly clean, and I wouldn't give it up for anything. So
Maytag's going to do the study.
That'd be good.
Talk to you next week, Mark.
All right. Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.